In July, we said Cincinnati's 9.5 was the rare price our regression rules couldn't help with. No luck in the 6-11 ledger to give back, which meant the playoff case was entirely causal. A healthy Burrow with the most stable profile in football, plus a defense rebuilt by force of checkbook from 29th toward the middle. The bet, we wrote, is entirely earned or not. The parts have to work. Camp's first 2 weeks have been a daily demonstration of the biggest part working against the one offense in the building. Dexter Lawrence has been the story of this camp to a degree that's genuinely unusual for a defensive tackle. NFL.com's Bengals coverage went with terrorizing practice. The team's own August 1st observations from Jeff Hobson's shop captured the texture. Lawrence's interior push forcing a hurried Burrow throw that should have been intercepted on a day when Boy Mafi's pressure did produce one, caught by Jalen Davis. Ted Karras, the center tasked with him daily, delivered the two quotes of camp. Today felt like going against the 2016 New England defense. A lot of grown men, a little bit mean. And, on Lawrence specifically, that August has become a little bit stressful. And, at least I get to pass it off to our opponent's center come September. Offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher's version, to NFL.com. When you have a man as big as him, the quick twitch and the speed they're able to play with just disarms you. I don't know what you do to counteract that. And today, in the Sunday session inside the stadium, Lawrence got all the way home, knocking Burrow to the ground during team drills, per Ben Baby's ESPN camp file. Burrow's own review of the man his front office traded a top 10 pick for. He got back there pretty quick a couple of times. We're going to have to get that thing out. Made some blind throws today because of how big he is. Read that against July's diagnosis. The 2025 defense's failure was specific. A structure that asked a four-man rush to win alone and a front that couldn't. Cincinnati kept the structure and bought a new front, and the front's best player is currently disarming a top three quarterback in daily practice. August pressure on your own offense isn't September pressure on someone else's, but it is exactly the evidence this particular bet needed first. And the ripple effects keep showing up in the reporting. Second-year linebacker Barrett Carter playing as fast as his calls, per the team's coverage, with Lawrence framing his own job as making Carter's easier. That's typically what a nose tackle does. While rookie edge Cassius Howell keeps drawing raves in the team's daily files and new safety, Brian Cook talks about watching Carter grow. The other half of the causal bet is the quieter, better story. Burrow's health file is closed and staying closed. Nearly a year removed from the grade 3 turf toe, he told Baby today that the foot feels great and that he'll play with a protective plate in his shoe permanently. I'll play with protecting it for the rest of my career, just because why not? He connected with T. Higgins for a touchdown in Sunday's Move the Ball work, and the Beats running theme is an offense being genuinely challenged for the first time in a while, which, per Karras, is the point. The absence ledger is routine. Jonathan Allen returned from a maintenance day, a handful of soft tissue day-to-days, and one scare. Rookie edge Shamar Stewart's injury moment resolved without apparent damage, per Cincy Jungle's reporting relayed through the aggregate coverage. Friday night's stadium practice at Paycor got weather-shortened. Burrow and Chase stayed to work the crowd anyway. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. We said this was a causal bet with no statistical subsidy, and camp is supplying the causes. The purchased front dominating daily, the quarterback healthy and saying so, the same coaches running the same scheme with better players in it. Nothing here banks a September win. Bought defenses still carry the execution risk we priced into the wider-than-market 8-11 range, but every observable input is pointed the right direction, and the most important one is knocking the franchise down in practice. What would change it? Whether the front's dominance travels, the preseason opener is the first live look at Lawrence and Mayfay against another team's protection, and any lingering soft tissue names that don't clear before cutdown. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.